It's mid-afternoon on a cold day at Ohio Wesleyan University in Delaware. Students can be seen walking throughout campus with their book bags full of books. But for many students, getting those books isn't so easy. Senior Vince D'Onofrio says it's always tough to come up with the books required for classes in his major.
Econ books tend to be really, really, really expensive.
How expensive?
Between $200 and $300 for most books.
A piece?
Yeah, which is insane. And the worst part is we don't even use them most of the time.
Junior Blake Atkins says getting books for his classes have required him to become a savvy shopper.
I usually try and buy online at Amazon or somewhere around where I can buy it, like eBay, Notepad.
Is it cheaper to buy them online?
Yeah, like I've seen books for probably a couple $100 through the bookstore, and then like on Amazon it'll be 80 to 100 at max.
Some students, like senior Jason Lahneman, cut the cost of books this way.
I try to buy them with someone else if I'm in a class with someone to split the price. And then at the end of the semester, we usually sell them back online and then split the revenues from that.
Senior Elisa DeRobertis is student teaching this semester, so she didn't need books. But last semester, she came up with a way to get around buying them.
I got all of them from the library instead. I haven't bought books in a year.
But Brian Stewart with the Ohio Public Interest Research Group's Education Fund says many students are not lucky enough to find ways to borrow or share books. And he says a new survey by his group shows students who need books they cannot afford are trying to decide which grades they're willing to sacrifice for not having the required reading materials.
You have three or four books assigned for a class, and you look and you say, well, I've only got 50 pages assigned in this one, and it's $40, so maybe I'll be able to borrow it. Maybe I won't. I'll take that hit.
Stewart says students often decide which classes to take based on the cost of books, and that could cause problems in the long run if the student doesn't have the required courses under their belts as they near graduation time. Stewart says sometimes students can sell their books back for other students to use, but oftentimes they only get pennies on the dollar when they do that.
The difference, though, we're noticing is that, yeah, you could always sell the book back if they didn't put out a new edition every year, basically making your version, version 7 with version 8 out, one-fifth of the resale value. And it's systematically done that way, and it really hurts the student because they don't really get much for their book when they try to sell it back.
Stewart says there's a new option coming on the scene now, and it's called Open Textbooks.
It's actually a pretty new concept. It's a faculty-written, peer-reviewed book. It's very similar to any sort of traditional textbook you've probably seen, but they're published in a way that, you know, anybody can download them off the internet. And they don't have some sort of expiration date where you can't open it or you can only print a certain amount.
Stewart says the fact is there are simply not enough of these open textbooks right now, so students are often left to scramble for money to pay for their books. The College Board estimates students are spending an average of $1,200 on books and supplies this year, about 14% of the amount of their tuition at a four-year public college and 39% of their tuition at a two-year community college. And to make matters worse, grant money is often doled out in a way that it applies only to tuition, but leaves nothing to pay for living or book expenses. The Ohio PIRG report says the best way to lower the cost of textbooks is to take control away from big publishing companies. So this report calls on lawmakers and faculty at college campuses to adopt their own textbook initiatives. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.